This might be
your worst one yet.
Bring it on.
Like, why did I bring this guy on?
Bring it on. Bring it on. Tell me when we're live. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to My Wave Podcast. We talk about my wave, my story, my life. And super excited to have a friend of mine, Kyle Van Zandt, with us today. But before we get to him, if you've been enjoying the content and what you've been hearing on the show, please like, subscribe, share, comment below. Love to hear what you're saying, what you're thinking. And do want to give a shout out to Copilot Studios. You can follow them on Instagram. It's where we're recording this evening. And also would like to give a shout out to our sponsor, Sully's Archery Tag. It's played like dodgeball, but with arrows. It's a mobile event here in the southeastern North Carolina. Bring the fun to you. You can check them out at sullysarcherytag.com. We're going to get going here. Kyle Van Zandt.
Hey,
hello,
Kyle.
Hello. The Kyle Show.
Are you sure Monster doesn't sponsor this show with the Kyles on it?
This is drywall, so we better be careful. No monsters tonight. I gotta sleep.
Yeah, right. Oh man.
Yeah, I'm still recovering from the last drywall I punched. I hit the stud.
ride some dirt bikes.
Yeah. So Kyle, welcome to the show, man.
It's so good to be here, Kyle. Yeah.
Now we really haven't known each other a super long time, and the very first time that you and I met was in the water.
In the water, in the ocean. I know where it's.
Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn
at Riceville Beach.
That's right.
Yeah. So I had paddled out, and you were talking with a friend of mine, Craig.
Okay, yeah.
Bald-headed guy.
I remember.
Try and get him on the show in the future, too. But yeah, Craig, and he goes, hey, Kyle, meet Kyle. And then I think you caught a wave or I caught a wave, and then I don't know if you had to leave or whatever, or we paddled. But it really was a short conversation.
Yeah.
But then we ended up, I think the next time was Surf Church.
Surf
underneath
Church.
The Oceanic Pier at Riceville Beach.
You spoke one week, and I spoke the next week.
That's right.
That's it.
Right. Yeah.
There it is.
There we go. The beginning of the Kyle and Kyle Show.
It is amazing. It's amazing.
That's so cool. Now, we have tried to surf a couple times since then, but you're busy. I'm busy. Hit or miss.
You know, I'm usually a dawn patrol guy.
Okay.
Of course, in the winter, it's a little harder.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have two girls, a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Awesome.
And a business with my wife. And so, you know, it's few and far between, especially in the winter when...
It's dark.
When the daylight window is shorter, but we'll get out there soon.
Yeah, we tried this Sunday. We had a nice swell.
I know.
And
I didn't see you.
I paddled out and drifted north, and you kind of went in north of us.
That's right. It was fun, though.
It was.
It was really, really fun. I wish I could have gone yesterday.
Yeah.
But life calls, right?
Yeah, I won't. We won't talk about that.
It
might be a sore spot for you.
You know, anytime you can get in the ocean is a good time. And
absolutely.
You're not going to get every swell. But.
Absolutely. Well, hey, so... You said you had a business, you and your wife. What do you do?
We do, yeah. My wife and I, without getting into it too much, we own a hair product company.
Okay.
My wife is a stylist, and
I noticed your hair was like, you know, sleek, man.
She cut my hair in the office today, testing a shampoo also. But yeah, we actually have an affordable luxury hair care company that was really based on our work with human trafficking victims.
Oh, really?
And my wife using beauty to help these women emerging from human trafficking. This is... a vision from years ago. We were actually out in Long Beach, California.
Okay.
And we just really, you know, wanted to find a really great, sustainable, widespread way to empower really the salon industry to use their gifts to fight this. And so we decided to create a hair product line to serve as a vehicle. And
So
we've been on the market now for 3 years, and we run this thing together. It's all around the country, and
it's going really well. Give us a name, website.
Yeah, it's called Missio, M-I-S-S-I-O, hair. .com.
Okay.
And Missio is just, you know, Latin for mission.
Right.
And it's really our mission to empower others to play a role in the fight against human trafficking.
I love it. Well, maybe we have to have a whole podcast just on that.
We could.
Yeah.
We could. Well, I think the cool thing about, you know, our brand and even being based out of here in Wilmington and, you know, not New York, not LA, so much about our brand has actually been inspired by our surroundings.
Really?
You know, we love the ocean.
Yeah.
We see like the healing of the sea.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's really wrapped up in our brand because we want to exude light and hope. And healing. And so just being here and being around the ocean a lot has really, you know, influenced our brand.
Fantastic. Yeah. Check them out. Would you say the website was?
MissioHair.com.
MissioHair.com. Mm-hmm. Sweet. So we are here tonight to talk about your most memorable wave.
Oh man, there's so many.
Yeah. So how long have you been surfing?
Well, Gosh, a lot of my life, you know, I was telling you earlier, you know, I grew up here in North Carolina, but inland, but I would spend a lot of my summers up in Cape May, New Jersey.
Okay.
And gosh, in the late 90s, man, sponge and bodyboarding was the thing.
Yeah.
I thought those guys strapping on those Churchill fins were the coolest guys, guys dropping in.
Right.
You know, it was so fun. They were so cool. And so I got into that, you know, pretty early, young, you know, would bodyboard some, but surf some when we're down here at the beach, just visiting. And after college, you know, my wife and I both got jobs down here teaching.
Okay.
In Wilmington. Yeah. And
but
so,
you didn't go to college here.
No, I went to college in Winston-Salem, a little further away. I mean, we try to scoot out here as much as possible to catch some waves, but
it's about what, three, four hours?
Yeah. About.
Right in there.
Depending on how fast you drive.
Sure.
You know.
And how big the swell is.
How big the swell is. But yeah, I mean, I really got into it, you know, seriously, gosh, when I was really about 23 years old.
Okay.
And so.
So you got the taste of it as a kid, bodyboarding.
Yep.
And then got a little bit closer to the beach.
Yeah.
And
then just anything you can to get in the ocean.
Yeah.
And you know, I found it as just such a refreshing outlet, you know, for me. And just, I just loved being in the water, any size wave.
Yeah.
You know, just getting crushed, the challenge of it. You know, having, just enjoying it with friends, following swells. And it's just become a part of my life, you know. It's
so you're down here.
Yeah.
Married. You said you were in California?
We did, yeah. We
Was that after?
Yeah, we were down here for a little bit. We actually went out to California for a little while to work with an organization, a nonprofit.
Okay.
It was really addressing, you know, issues in communities and cities, and one of those was human trafficking. Mm-hmm. So we worked out there for a little while.
Okay.
That's when I got, you know, acquainted with the Wedge.
Right.
In Newport Beach.
Okay, that so were you so living fun. In Newport area? Or?
We were up in Long Beach, but I would drive down and, you know, Seal Beach, Huntington Beach.
Yeah.
Get down to Newport and,
nice.
You know, I'd body surf, bodyboard, Wedge.
I would
surf some of the more mellow waves. That, there's one on Seal Beach called Ray Bay.
Okay.
And that's when I got really into like logging and longboarding.
Yeah.
Mellow waves. But you had to be careful because there are, you know, stingrays everywhere.
Right. So I've been out to Long Beach. I have a friend that lives there. Try and get him on the show in the future too.
Yeah.
And he, you know, just quick drive to what? Bolsa Chica.
Yep.
And then right across to the cliffs, and then was that Dog Beach, and then all the way down to Huntington.
You're down in Huntington, and then you know, you get past that, you're in, Newport.
Right.
Huntington Beach State Park, Newport, and then all the Orange County beaches down there too.
Trestles. I made the trek. We were trying to get down to Trestles. My son was with me. He was a senior in high school. He got sick. We were living off of jalapeno potato chips and bagels and water, and we surfed our brains out, and we made it to Newport. The Wedge was flat, but all the way. Which direction was that? Where all the jetties are.
Yeah, north.
It was amazing. It was like every jetty had a different size.
That's right.
Like, and it got bigger the further you got. It was cool.
And the river jetties. And yeah, it's so fun. You have so many options there.
Yeah.
And, you know, but what I found is the older I've gotten, the more I just enjoy kind of mellow waves.
Okay.
And I think being out in California was like that big shift for me. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, California waves aren't that awesome. You know, everybody talks about, you know, but there are more mellow waves than not up there. And you, if you want to ride waves, you get something with a little bit of volume and you, you just ride anything. And that's when I kind of had a little shift in my mindset in terms of what I loved about surfing.
Okay. Okay. So how many years did you spend in California?
Just one, a little
just
over.
One. Yeah. Okay. Then came back East Coast.
That's right. Yep,
came back to Wilmington.
Yeah.
All right. So you've been in Wilmington for...
Since 2007, really.
Okay.
Without that 1 year. We just, you know, Wilmington became home, and we were just grateful to get back here.
Sweet.
To come back here, and, you know, it was cool to be out in California for a little bit, but, man, there's something so special about being here.
Good.
And the surf community is just awesome.
It is.
The waves are fun.
Yep.
You can work here. You can raise a family here. It's great.
Oh, we don't want that many people moving here.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Don't come here. Ever.
Ever.
Once your hill's gone, don't come back.
Your wave, was it in California, the one you want to talk about? Where was it?
My wave was actually right where we met.
Really?
At Holiday Inn.
Okay.
Right? You know, when you asked me, you know, hey, come on here, let's talk about your wave.
What,
you know, so many different waves came to mind. You know, I bodyboarded in Puerto Escondido.
Really?
Massive, you know, it's the Mexipipe. It's
huge.
Massive waves.
It's massive.
And those are the moments when you feel like you die, when you get crushed, right? But there are some, you know, big barrels I got there. Even, gosh, a couple months ago, I got one of my favorite left barrels ever here.
Really?
In Wrightsville. And
so a left barrel.
Yeah, it's backside for
me. Yep. For you. So I was just going to...
Regular. So it's just my best backside barrel, and it just kind of opened up, and I was like, I can talk about that, but honestly, that wasn't my favorite wave. And sometimes I think it's... When you think about what is your favorite wave, what's your best wave, I think the kind of global surf culture makes you want to think about the biggest, gnarliest mm-hmm. wave that you've ever caught. And for me, the actual most memorable wave, the one where I almost know from like beginning to end, everything was so clear, is actually one of the more mellow waves I've ever ridden.
Yeah.
But it was just the context. It was like the people out there, it was the weather, it was the water quality. It was like the essence of surfing captured in one moment. And that's what really stuck out to me out of every other wave I've ridden in my life.
Isn't that cool?
It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you can close your eyes and you can relive it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is that was the wave that just kept on coming back. And I don't even know why, because it wasn't even that special of a wave. But it was just...
Everything
came together. And it was just one of my favorite days being out there.
All right. So let's talk through it. So Risle Beach.
Holiday Inn. It's
Access 8.
Yep. Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's kind of cool. And maybe it's not the same. It's kind of has the reputation of being more of a mellow,
deeper hole.
Yep.
That you got to hit it right. Because I've gone there expecting good and it break and fizzle. Because it was just that there's that deep hole right there. But you can get it good.
Yeah.
And this is what that day was.
And I think it was probably... Gosh, more of a south swell. It was middle of the summer. It was one of those July mm-hmm. kind of medium period swells where you haven't had many waves for a while.
Was there a hurricane out there?
Something's out there. Okay. Something was out there kicking it up, and it was kind of an unexpected. It wasn't that big. It was like maybe a stomach high day.
Yeah. So for somebody that's maybe listening, they're learning, you said medium period swell. What does that mean?
So it's you know, we think about like ground swell, which is what, like 14 seconds?
13, 14 up. Yeah, 13, like we had 13, Sunday, yeah. Monday,
so
12,
it's, you know,
13.
You know, deep water pulse coming from some big storm from far away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got kind of your wind swells, right? Short periods, kind
four,
of
five,
kicked
six,
up.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
4, 5, 6, 7. Those are usually not that much energy in the wave.
Yeah. They can get big.
But
you get worked.
Yep. Really just chunky all over the place. My favorite type of swell here in southeastern North Carolina is a medium period.
That 8-9.
It has just enough energy to really push you. Sometimes, you know, can really barrel well,
mm-hmm.
But it's not going to shut down.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes our sandbars can't really hold the big swells.
Right.
Except if you're at a certain place, a certain
we
location.
We won't talk about that
which
spot.
We won't talk about.
Right. Right.
But you know, these medium period swells, you know, gosh, they just work really well around here.
Yeah. So you can go on to the websites for buoy markers,
mm-hmm.
and you can see right out of Risle Beach, what is it, 14110?
Yeah, I don't
something
know.
Like that. Something like that's the marker off of Masonboro Inlet, I think. And you can see what the swell is doing. But another easy way is stand on the beach, watch a wave break, and start counting.
That's right.
And the next wave that breaks, you can determine, oh, it's like 7 seconds or it's 8 seconds. And now... Earlier, and we won't go, you were talking about trying to get down to a one board quiver.
Yeah.
So I look at the swell period and I go, okay, I've got a board that's for 7 and down. I've got a board that's for those 8, 9. I've got a board for the 10 plus.
Yeah.
You know, and then everywhere in between. But you're trying to, man, we still haven't talked about your wave yet.
Yeah. Well, we can get back to the quiver.
Yeah. We'll get back to the quiver. Because, your wave. Go for it.
Well, so it was kind of that medium period. And,
yeah.
You know, I think I mentioned earlier, too, like, you know, I just really began, especially the older I got, began just really appreciating, you know, just everything about surfing other than just going after the biggest, mm-hmm. you know, dumpiest. And I'm not a good surfer. I'm going to be average at best. You know,
right.
Late start. I just love it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not trying to be the best. I just want to find maximum enjoyment
yes.
in the ocean. And I think I'm like there.
Right.
But this one session and this one wave really kind of captured that for me because I was out there. There's this one peak that's pretty much right out in front of the hotel. Mm-hmm. And it
between the hotel and the
and
the what was that white building?
Yeah, the kind of the apartment building.
Yeah, the apartment. Yep. There's that little spot between it.
Yep.
And we won't tell anybody.
And it, you know, especially a few years ago when I caught this wave, it was just all breaking mm-hmm. super well and working really well. It's just that where the sands it's a lot shallower.
Mm-hmm.
It really peaks up right there, and then it just peels. Yes. And if it's coming from the right direction, it actually connects to the inside and almost feels a little bit like a point sometimes. Uh-huh. If it's hitting well. And this was one of those days. There hadn't been waves in a long time.
Right.
The water was crystal clear.
Yeah, those are pretty days.
I mean, like, you know, those days where you can see, you're like, am I in the Bahamas? It's mm-hmm. like you can see everything in the water.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just a lot of fun. The vibe in the water is great. Everybody's,
were you out there with people?
Yeah, lots of people.
Okay.
And this is kind of the weird thing about it. Usually I like surfing alone.
Uh-huh.
And I don't necessarily like surfing around people unless yeah. they're my close friends. But this was one of those days where a lot of people were out there, but the vibe was awesome.
Cool.
Everybody's just hooting each other. Everybody's just enjoying it. I think it was like a Sunday.
Oh, yeah. There's a crowd that used to go there from the Wrightsville Beach Longboard Association. Yeah. Those guys.
Yeah, those yeah. guys. And, you know, there's a bunch of people you knew out there, yeah. too. And you're just kind of paddling and saying hey to everybody. And, you know, surfing, everybody's just getting a lot of great waves. And I just found myself, you know, at the peak when mm-hmm. just a really fun set rolled through.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm riding.
So you saw it coming?
Oh yeah, you saw it coming. I'm the only
one
out there.
Was it a paddle battle with other people?
No,
you're like looking
not at all.
And saying,
because it was funny because you know, we're not used to having to kind of paddle far.
Right.
Here, you know, but everybody was really paddling back to the peak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd ride, there were long rides, and right. so everybody's kind of tired. And everybody's paddling really hard. It's all old people. And
yeah.
So, I'm becoming old, right? It's, I'm fitting in, and I was riding a McTavish 9-0. It's like
okay.
a performance longboard. It was like a 2+1 setup.
Uh-huh.
Really fun. Yeah, I don't have it. I think I sold it. Yeah. Like a yard sale. I don't know. That's what I do. I just try. So I liked it. It was not that floaty, but it turned on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
You can really catch things getting early. But I just kind of paddled three times. You know.
So you saw
at the peak,
got to it. Nobody else
and
there.
I was like, this is my wave, you know.
All right.
And I just, you know, just paddled a few times, popped up, probably about a stomach high wave.
Uh-huh.
You know, you just kind of did a quick turn. I mean, it's, you know, I love the drive on that board. And all of a sudden, I'm just locked in.
Yeah.
I'm in the pocket.
Yeah.
And it's not really barreling too much, but it's super clean. It's like crystal, mm-hmm. you know, glassy. And you're just locked in. And you can kind of hear the water just curling over the back of the board.
Yeah.
Right. And you're just kind of, but you're locked in, you're looking around. You're like, I don't have to pump. I don't have to do anything. I did kind of step up a little bit to the uh-huh. middle of the board, you know, trim, not cross step or anything,
right.
but just kind of that little shuffle.
Right.
And I'm just locked in. I'm leaned over. I'm down, squatted, and I'm just in there. And to my right, the water's just crystals. And
yes.
blue. I'm looking down. There are fish swimming everywhere.
Oh, man.
You see, it's almost like when you're in a wave like that, you're like, am I even in?
Time stands right? still.
So like it feels like you're not even surfing on water. It's like you're just kind of in midair.
Yeah.
And people are like hooting you as you're passing them because it is kind of like that point. People
yes.
are paddling back out to the peak. And I'm just locked in and just locked in. And I don't have to, you know, pump or anything.
Yes.
And I just do one turn to get back in. I got a little ahead of it.
Right.
Went off the top of the lip and one kind of really chill long turn back in, locked mm-hmm. into the inside section all the way to the beach and kicked right out.
Yeah.
And I just remember it so clear. I think that it was my favorite wave because everything was just, it captured the essence of what I love about surfing.
Yeah.
People out there, beautiful water.
Yeah.
Just such a fun, mellow wave.
Love it.
And it just reminded me, like, this is why I do this. This is why I love it.
Yeah.
You know, and for some reason, out of every wave I've ridden, that's the only one that has really stuck in my memory.
Hmm.
Like from beginning to end, like every little detail of it.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. It's just it.
But it does sum up what surfers long for.
I hope so. I mean, I think most of us should.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't always have to be the massive barrel or the gnarliest of days.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can really just enjoy, you know, yeah, like, even the days that might be like, okay, two stars, two logos on the surf or the three or whatever
right.
on the surf, you know, forecast or
yeah.
the Surf Report websites. But sometimes those days are the best days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that was like this yesterday
yeah.
compared to Sunday. Sunday was bigger.
Uh-huh.
Sunday was more of a, what do you call it? A technical wave. I mean, you had to be in the mindset. You had, you know, it was big. Yesterday, it wasn't as big. But there were long lefts, long rights. It was the vibe was in the water.
There
people
you go.
Were just hooting, hollering for you. You know, it was one of those days. for somebody that may be listening to this, you know, there's a word that describes that. What is that word?
I don't know. You tell me.
Stoke.
and
that's, you know, yeah, you can get pitted. You can get big barrels. You could do some crazy air. I mean, not me anymore. I break something. But the stoke of that whole setting right there encapsulates, I think, what we all long for.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes, you know, I remember, gosh, back in like, you know, surfing with a bunch of my friends, getting so excited about the big swells coming. You know, that you'd have those nights where you couldn't sleep because mm-hmm. you knew something was coming, a hurricane swell.
Right.
I mean, that was like one kind of stoke, right? And I remember those days, but I just think that like the older I get, the more I really appreciate the simple things. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's why this whole memory stands out to me. It was almost like a turning point. You know, I mean, I was in my early 30s when this wave happened, right?
Right.
And I'm 38 now. And I think it was not only a turning point in, like, my surfing, but also in my life.
Mm-hmm. Like, how so?
Because, you know, you do start to appreciate the journey. I think in your 20s, 30s, you're kind of hustling. You're trying to figure out kind of your purpose and who you are. And you're trying to figure out, man, what am I going to accomplish? You're almost, like, hustling and grinding it out and going for it. Mm-hmm. I think there becomes a turning point in your life where you're just actually just more comfortable with the unfolding of everything.
Yeah.
And like the journey of it. And you're a little bit more like okay with, you know, letting things play out. Mm-hmm. And I know that gets like really like deep and metaphorical and stuff, but like I think that in a lot of ways, like you almost appreciate like the simple things and more of the journey. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, you're not always chasing after something, and that's what I love so much about this wave. I love that it's this wave that sticks out.
Yeah,
because it wasn't something I was chasing after, something that like came to me.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
so
that's sweet. Translates to life a lot, too. You know, because we do pursue a lot of things, big things, crazy things, and that's good. But you step back, and it's the simple things.
Absolutely,
it's the simple things that. Most memorable, so simple things that keep the big things together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes too in the surfing world, and we talk about stoke, we talk about vibe in the water a lot. You know, I think people even joke around about like the soul surfers and stuff. You know, I think there's this pressure, or there has been this pressure to perform, mm-hmm. you know, in the ocean.
Yeah.
And sometimes there you get in the water and everybody's just, they are paddle battles and everybody's trying to outperform each other. And those aren't usually the fun days.
Right.
You know, the fun days are the days when you can just enjoy it.
Yeah.
And be out there. And so I hopefully, you know, more and more surfers are kind of taking back what surfing is about, right? Away from kind of what it became, mm-hmm. you know, really competitive, really everybody's just trying to do this or hit the biggest air, the biggest barrel. I think more and more people are okay with just enjoying themselves in the water.
Yeah.
And I hope we see more of that.
Yeah. Do you think that's a particularly Wrightsville Beach thing, the vibe? Or because, like, I grew up surfing Ocean City, Maryland, and Delaware beaches. And we were really spread out. There wasn't a lot of competition. You know, you'd paddle out at a spot, and it'd just be you and your friends. Mm-hmm. Then, as I got older, I spent a lot of time in the Outer Banks. And Outer Banks... still very spread out, but on those big swells, everybody from Virginia Beach would come down. Probably people I didn't know at the time were coming up from Wrightsville and, you know, and whatnot. And there was a different vibe even there. I liked the vibe of the Outer Banks. There, it was cool. There was a little bit of like aggression, but it was still like community, and we all have the same purpose.
Yeah.
But then you're moving to Wrightsville, Wilmington, and the Wrightsville Beach, it's different. It's different. I enjoy it. There's a lot of positivity, I guess is a classic word. Young and old, guys, girls. I enjoy it out there.
Yeah, I agree. I think there is something so special about, you know, surfing around here. Yeah. I mean, of course, you know, you go to a certain island and on certain days you can run into that.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know what's behind that sometimes, but for the most part, it's pretty unique that we can have, you know, sometimes the water can be really crowded and everybody is, you know, having fun and being respectful of each other and, you know, California is really different. It's just mm-hmm. not like that.
Right.
I think sometimes California can spread
mm-hmm.
that kind of, I believe it's a negative vibe, and no offense to the Californians, but they all know this, right? And, you know, I was surfing in Nicaragua one time, and it was so fun until this California crew showed up.
I was in South Africa with my son. We were surfing Jeffrey's Bay, a couple of locals, my son and I, and this California guy comes paddling out.
Yeah.
And there's a pecking order. You know, there's an actual lineup. It's a point break. And so, you know, and every time he'd catch a wave, he'd paddle past everybody that was in the line, go right to the peak. Finally, one of the local South African older guys just laid into him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just think that, you know, because so much of surfing has been kind of originated or, I don't know, commercialized in California, I feel like sometimes that vibe has spread.
Mm.
But I think, like, people just love surfing so much, are kind of reclaiming it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be the best out there. You don't have to be the pro. It actually doesn't even matter what you're riding.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we've actually swung right back around where even in the water nowadays, you see a lot more mid-lengths. And you see, you know, people riding anything in any condition and it doesn't really matter. Like, I just... Hopefully we're reclaiming really what it's all about. And it really is all about just having fun
mm-hmm.
and finding maximum enjoyment in the ocean. And, and for me, that's what it's about. It just, you know, it always just takes me to a different place,
mm-hmm.
a place that is super refreshing to me and where I just find a lot of peace.
It's good. It's mm-hmm. good. Yeah. Life. We need that. We need that peace.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think surfing is one of those avenues because it is in God's creation.
Yeah.
And everything that we hold on to and rat race and fight over isn't out there with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's us, our board, and some friends, and the stoke.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's what it's about for me again, too. And, you know, I have the tendency to be a competitive guy, performer,
mm-hmm.
you know, somebody who just, you know, I'm an Enneagram 3, right? You just want to, like win at things. Well, the cool thing about surfing is, you know, I will sometimes compete with myself. I want to surf better, just because I like it. But it's never been one of those things where I have to prove anything to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It really is fully for me, and really, you know, like you said, my time, you know, with the Creator, you know, and this really, really cool. You're out there. You're isolated, and you get to kind of harness, you get to harness a wave, right? That's come from a long way away. And you hear a lot of people talk about it all the time, but it's something really special and mm-hmm. really unique.
That wave will never be back.
It will never be back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And in this day and age, just even, like, let's say you paddle out there and there are no waves.
Right.
The fact that you're out there in the ocean, you're disconnected.
Yeah.
Things are quiet.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I need to tell you the story about seeing the manatee one time out after a hurricane. That was funny.
That's here?
Here.
Really?
It was a manatee.
No.
Have you ever seen a manatee?
They're massive. I've not seen one in person.
In the ocean.
Uh-oh.
All right, let me tell you the story.
Okay, go for it.
So this is...
Wrightsville Beach.
Wrightsville Beach. This is actually around, you know, the Water Tower Blockade Runner up there. And it was right after a hurricane. I think it was, summer before last.
Really?
And, you know, me and a few guys are out there surfing. I don't know these other guys. And, you know, fun little swell, probably chest high. The water is really murky because it's blowing up from
sharky.
The south. And, probably sharky. And all of a sudden, and I got to watch my language here, this guy just starts flipping out. He goes, what the?
Bleep, bleep,
it's
bleep.
A hippopotamus. what the? A hippopotamus. Like, me and this other guy are looking at each other like, what is this guy talking about?
Oh my.
It's a hippopotamus. And this guy's like, it's not a hippopotamus. We're like, it's not a hippopotamus. Oh. I was like, is it a turtle? He's like, no, man, it's a hippopotamus. And all of a sudden, these two manatees pop up.
No way.
You know, you don't never see manatees like in the open ocean. You see them, especially.
And they make their way up this far occasionally.
And they must have been getting out of the way for the hurricane or something. But it just popped up maybe 12 feet away from me. Big old manatee and this other one just popped right up. And it went back down. And this guy was flipping out. He must have been on something.
Oh, my goodness.
But for a while, we were just scratching our heads. Like, there's not a hippopotamus in the ocean. And... I couldn't stop laughing for about, you know,
goodness,
2 weeks.
That would be amazing to see. I was at the Blockade Runner surfing with my son when a big old turtle popped up.
Yeah.
And his head was massive.
They're cool.
He came up and I actually went, ah! Nobody was around, but I gave a little girl squeal because they scared me.
That's it. That's what you get from the ocean, man.
Yeah.
You get peace, you get relaxation, you get
shark fin. Yeah.
There are lots of sharks here at Riceville Beach, everybody.
Yep. Like,
just everywhere.
Everybody, stay away.
Just beware. And unless you're coming to surf with Shredder Surf School, right?
There you go. That's right. There's no
sharks.
No sharks at Shredder Surf Camp.
No sharks at Shredder Surf Camp. He uses those innovative bracelets. Is that what they
do? Yeah, we don't use those, but yeah.
False advertisement.
That's right.
Anyway, man.
Yeah. But, well, sweet. You know, you painting that picture of that, just, you know, as I think of, you know, and I'm not going to talk about it now, but my most memorable wave, there was more components to it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it was because I was younger. I think I was like 19, and I wasn't a competitive surfer. I wasn't sponsored, you know, never pursued that. But I was with a bunch of friends and we were all trying to outdo each other.
Yeah.
You know, and it was that wave though was the wave. But just to be locked in, cruising down the line, sharing that moment with a couple people, even if you don't even know.
Yeah.
You know, that is what we do.
And I mean, honestly, I was kind of surprised that that's the wave that really stuck out to me.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, come on, there's got to be a better story.
Because you probably had bigger waves, Puerto Escondido.
Oh my, yeah.
Where else in the world have you surfed?
You know, Costa Rica, uh-huh. Nicaragua, Puerto Escondido, California, mm-hmm. up and down the East Coast.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So you've had your fair shares of bigger, probably better, but that was it.
That was it's like, gosh, even at, you know, Carolina Beach, Riceville Beach, Outer Banks. I mean, there have been some really fun days,
mm-hmm.
With groups of friends and people I know. But for some reason, that was just the wave that really stuck out to me. And I think it had probably to do with like the crystal clear water conditions.
Yeah.
What it left me with, I don't know. There's just this, it just kind of left me with. It was almost like it's like transcendent. You
there
know,
you
it's
go.
Like it's kind of hard to. To put it into words, and I don't know why that day, I don't know why it was that wave, I don't know why that was the one that has stuck with me for so long,
but
that just made me realize how much I just love surfing and love the ocean.
I can dig it.
It was a good one.
If you could give advice to somebody listening that's just starting to surf, or maybe they've been giving it a go for a year or so and things aren't happening, what would that advice be?
Man. Keep on paddling, right? I think that's kind of a good bit of advice too, because I think, you know, to surf you got to actually get out there,
right?
And sometimes people give up before they even get out there.
Yeah.
And you know, one of my first times out, you know, somebody just kept on saying, "Hey man, just keep paddling,
yeah,
keep going." And once you finally get out there, you can rest a little bit, and then you can actually, you know, try to catch a wave. But man, it's all about just baby steps,
mm-hmm.
and don't. It's also a life lesson. Don't compare yourself to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's the hard thing about life is you can look around and you can see people just ripping and you want to be like them. And you don't have to. That's the cool thing about surfing is everybody can express themselves mm-hmm. differently out there.
True.
Everybody improves at different times. And if you want to set goals for yourself, go for it.
Yeah.
You know, but it also changes. Your body changes. You're not going to be able to, you know, mm-hmm. take the beatings that you used to take. And you might want to get a bigger board because it's just easier to paddle in. And you can have so much fun in all conditions.
Yeah. So let's circle back to, I said that word, circle back.
Circle back.
But we're actually going to circle back and answer it.
Okay.
One board quiver.
Yeah.
Where are you at on that search?
Man, I think I might be close.
Yeah. What do you
think? I think I've got to, you know, get some better barrels on this board. So it's what I've been riding right now. It's just awesome. It's so fun. I like floatier things.
Uh-huh.
I kind of don't. I'm not the biggest fan of like a, you know, riding a 9.6, like a log,
right.
You know, I think you can have a lot of fun on those. I'm more of like a mid-length guy.
Okay.
Some of my favorite boards recently, though, have been, you know, that 9.6, You know, it's a Quintal. It's a, you know, Dark Horse, Black Rose. Mm-hmm. So fun. Just a, gosh, a classic nose rider.
Yeah.
I just loved that. I've been riding a lot recently, a 6.8 Love Child.
Okay.
With just like a 2+1 setup, mm-hmm. which has been really fun. It, you know, round nose, pintail, can mm-hmm. get you into anything. That's actually what I got that really fun backside barrel on a few weeks ago.
Okay.
That was just, gets you really locked in. Yeah. You can paddle into things. But sometimes I'm out there, and I find myself wishing I had a different board,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, you know, sometimes I'm like, man, I wish I had my log, or I wish I had this. And I was like, what's in between? And so I was, you know, looking around at a lot of the mid-lengths. And some of the most fun days I've even had are, like, on a wave storm.
Okay.
Yeah, super floaty, right. paddle. You know, you see a lot of people do that. But I'm like, I always have fun on a wave storm.
Yeah.
Always. So what's something that can perform a little bit better?
Right.
Or really a lot better. But what's something that can perform better than Wavestorm, provide some of that float? And, you know, Allman's out in Costa Mesa, just they've been around for a long time shaping beautiful boards.
Yeah.
They're like works of art. Really classic.
You say Allman'd?
Allman's, yeah. Like the nut. Okay. And look them up, because their boards are like works of art.
Hmm.
Just beautiful, beautiful boards, really classic mm-hmm. shapes, you know, a lot of, you know, twin fishes. I mean, they shape everything. But more recently, they've come out with like a recyclable board.
Okay.
That's made out of this closed cell foam. It's called the R series. So okay. they've taken a few of their shapes and have made them into this like closed cell foam that's shaped really well.
Uh-huh.
It's not glass though. There's like a traction pad on the top,
okay.
and you know, future, you know, fin boxes and stuff.
Right.
And I just decided to bite the bullet and get one of their 8.0s.
Okay.
And it might be my favorite board I've ever ridden.
Now I've seen it.
Floats you so well.
You pulled it out of your vehicle the other day and showed it to us. It looked sick.
It's fun. It turns on a dime. I mean, I'm trying to figure out why I wouldn't like it, but I've just had every single session so far
mm-hmm.
from shin high to head high the other day.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of fun on it. I was able to get in super early.
Yeah.
I still got to learn it a little bit. I mean, of course, when things are barreling in kind of those like sand pits at low tide, you know, you got to, you know, really work on getting locked into the barrel.
Yeah.
Ride the rail
right.
a lot.
Right.
So I have to improve on that, but it's proven itself on really small mm-hmm. waves, and you can definitely get in on the bigger waves. And if it slams you in the face, you're not going to get a ton of like fiberglass. So it's a really, really cool board. And so I could maybe move a little bit more toward my one board quiver if I always rode that board.
We might have to have an update like at the end of
end
of summer. Get through winter and spring and
more
summer.
Hurricane
get your
swells.
Whole session. Get your whole season in there.
I need it. So we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
Maybe a two board quiver.
Well, what would be the other board?
Probably that Love Child.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's so fun. It's a little shorter,
uh-huh.
you know, can has a lot more drive, you know, with the 2+1 setup.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to replace it. I'm trying to go one board. It's a goal.
There you go, man.
It's a goal.
So when you and the family move to that van life, then
you got it.
You've got that one board,
man,
for all conditions.
Yeah. I've been working on my wife for a long time with that. You know, I'm like, hey, we can travel around and sell her hair products and just, you know, stick to the coast. Surf
Sweet.
Texas, surf California.
That'll work.
She says no.
Well, Kyle, thank you.
Man, it's been so fun.
Thank you. Time has flown by.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time, your sharing. Appreciate what you're doing with Missio.
Yeah. MissioHair.com.
MissioHair.com. And, man, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure.
Hey, we always end with Acts chapter 27, verse 44. You know what that says?
No, you say it.
Yeah, remember Paul was in a shipwreck?
Yeah.
Well, that verse says that they all made it safely to shore, some on pieces of ship, some on boards.
There we go.
Yep.
Amen. I receive it.
Take care, y'all.
Thank you.
See you later.
Is that good enough?
That was awesome, man.
Okay. Thank you.